Spring Test 9. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I have finished reading them, your teacher will stop the recording and answer any questions. You will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I am going to ask you 20 questions. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your working, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the answer sheet. I will read each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct one next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so do not be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions. Now we are ready to start the test. For this group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Double 710. Double 710. Question 2. What is subtracted from 8,000 to leave 4,100? What is subtracted from 8,000 to leave 4,100? Question 3. Calculate 1/8 of 24. Calculate 1/8 of 24. Question 4. How many 8s are there in 56? How many 8s are there in 56? Question 5. Multiply 8.62 by 100. Multiply 8.62 by 100. For this group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 6. Round 8.39 to the nearest whole number. Round 8.39 to the nearest whole number. Question 7. What is the sum of 9, 20 and 34? What is the sum of 9, 20 and 34? Question 8. How many faces has a triangular prism? How many faces has a triangular prism? Question 9. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the approximate height of a door. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the approximate height of a door. Question 10. Look at your answer sheet. Draw an arrow on the number line to show -8. Look at your answer sheet. Draw an arrow on the number line to show -8. Question 11. Write a multiple of 6 between 40 and 50. Write a multiple of 6 between 40 and 50. Question 12. Using AM or PM, write 20:35 as it would appear on a 12-hour digital clock. Using AM or PM, write 20:35 as it would appear on a 12-hour digital clock. Question 13. Look at your answer sheet. What percentage of the shape is shaded? Look at your answer sheet. What percentage of the shape is shaded? Question 14. Name a regular polygon that has 4 right angles. Name a regular polygon that has 4 right angles. Question 15. Look at your answer sheet. Change this improper fraction to a mixed number. Look at your answer sheet. Change this improper fraction to a mixed number. For this group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 16. Annabelle has 2 kilograms of sultanas. She gives 500 grams to Sasha and 700 grams to Jagruti. How many grams does she have left? Annabelle has 2 kilograms of sultanas. She gives 500 grams to Sasha and 700 grams to Jagruti. How many grams does she have left? Question 17. What is the sum of 6,002 and 5,995? What is the sum of 6,002 and 5,995? Question 18. Al uses 2/3 of her 96 beads to make a necklace. How many beads are on the necklace? Al uses 2/3 of her 96 beads to make a necklace. How many beads are on the necklace? Question 19. A regular hexagon is made using 6.5 matchsticks on each side. How many matchsticks are used altogether? A regular hexagon is made using 6.5 matchsticks on each side. How many matchsticks are used altogether? Question 20. 49 children and 86 adults went to a quiz. 15 people didn't take part. How many did? 49 children and 86 adults went to a quiz. 15 people didn't take part. How many did? Now put down your pen or pencil. The test is finished.